on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find you all the Wednesday winners on this midweek form preview segment with Dean Lester. We're racing at Geelong today, and it is a hot day, 31 the expected top. We'll have a chat to the track manager, James Dalton, in a moment. But first of all, Dean, are you well?
Yes, thank you, Michael. Going well, thank you.
Always good when we get to race at Geelong, one of the best country tracks in Victoria. Do you like today's meeting?
I like a few of the races, yeah, absolutely. I think there's some good betting options through the day.
That's what we like to hear. James Dalton is the track manager and he joins us. How are you, James?
Good, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Have you had to put much water on in the last few days?
Yeah, we have actually. Yeah, with the new drainage project that we undertook earlier in the year, we have found that watering at a higher rate is definitely what we have to do. So in the last 24 hours, we've put on 10 mil and it'll be a total of 40 millimetres for the week. I spoke to the stewards yesterday about putting some on this morning, being a later start. So we're also just put on an extra 2.5 millimetres after track work this morning to start us on a good four and have us there for the first few races before a potential upgrade, I think.
That's right, because it is, as you mentioned, a late start. The first race is at 3:05, so hopefully catering to the local community, you'll be able to get down there after work and have a good day at the races.
Oh, hopefully. That'd be great. It's good to see people back at the races, and with the later start, it'll give the chance for people to come after work and enjoy it, fingers crossed.
All right. Have you got any local mail for us? Is there anything that's caught your eye? Any whispers, James?
We've got a little up-and-coming trainer, Paul Coombs, actually on track, and he's got one. I can't even say its name. I can't recall it, but he came second the other night at the Valley behind the impressive thing that won for Stockdale. So that's a potential one to have a look at, I think.
All right. What was the trainer's name again?
Paul Coombs.
All right. I'll get Dino. We'll be all over that. We'll get that out very, very shortly. James, best of luck with today. Enjoy the weather and the warmth, and hopefully get a good crowd at Geelong today.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Michael.
Good on you, James. Dino, which race is that horse in?
Well, the horse he was referring to the other night that ran second was Philip Starr. Ran very well behind Maria Mia at Moonee Valley. And the runner today that Paul's got is Princess Tina in race 5, number 10. And it's come back well too. So the stable ticking along okay at the moment.
All right. What price is Princess Tina at this stage, Dino? Have you got the market open there?
It's about second favourite, I think, from memory.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, $5.
All right. Little something there. I know Matt Laurie always helps us out with a winner or two and got a very nice team heading down there as well. How are you, Matty?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Michael.
Always good to race at Geelong, and you've taken a few interesting runners, including a couple of first starters down there. What can you tell us about Brunel, who makes its debut in race number 2?
He's a nice enough horse, good style of horse. First start for him. I've accepted about 6 times, about 8-16 on every occasion, so... You know, I'm just hoping that he hasn't gotten away on me a little bit, but he's going to get a nice run from that draw today. And he's had a few trials, so he's done enough, we feel. But I think the horse might benefit from a run or two under his belt.
Do you think he could make it to City Class?
If he's switches on, he's sort of been a bit patchy in his work, to be honest. You know, at times he can work quite sharply, and other times he's a bit blasé.
All right, well, fingers crossed we get to see the good Brunel today. And tell us about Jet de Luna, first starter also, this Puissance de Lune horse, which goes around in race number 3 over 1,300 metres. Or 4, I should say.
Yeah, 1,300 metres is an ideal sort of trip for him, I would have thought. He's had, he's had probably 3 trials under his belt. He is lying up with blinkers on. Just feel that that just might keep him a little bit more focused. He's a little bit similar to Brunel. He just lose focus a bit. So hopefully they could keep him on the ball. But he'll land handy and... Yeah, Lockie's trialled him on a number of occasions, so he'll be thereabouts.
Race number 7, you got Sayumi. We haven't seen her since February. She's got a good first-up record. Has she wound up to win first up?
I think she's done enough. As you say, she's had a good break. She had throat surgery, unfortunately. So, yeah, we might not have, you know, it might have been there sort of towards the tail end of that last preparation. And, yeah, she was just not finding the line like we felt she was capable of. And lo and behold, she had an issue. She's tried, you know, quite well, I feel. You know, she'll be off the speed and hopefully she can finish off strong.
And then in the last, we get to see Golden Fourth first up today as well. How's Golden Fourth come back?
Oh, look, she's fine, Michael. She's a 2,000-metre horse, really. So, look, it's just a nice race to kick her off, sort of jumping up to sort of a mile and beyond, sort of, you know, second up.
Who would be the pick of your quartet today?
Well, I hope to stay in. Got some ownership in her. Obviously, it'd be nice to pick up a few extra bucks. But look, I mean, she's obviously proven she's capable. So it's just a matter of whether this surgery has worked, which we feel it probably has. But you never quite know till race day.
Well, good luck today, Matty.
No worries. Thanks, Nick. Bye, mate.
Matt Laurie joining us there with a nice team of horses. Let's get into the first. And as we mentioned, it is a late start today, 3:05. So if you're in the Geelong area and you knock off work, head down to the track, have a couple of coldies and try and back a winner. We start with a shorty in the first. This is a benchmark 64 over 2,200. And Pilots, $1.60. Milestone, $5. $6.50 in the lap of the gods. Nothing like a highs at $9.50. And then you're out to $12. For the last two horses and $19, Lady Devereux Banstead. So $1.60, is it too short, this favourite in the first? Is that how we start the day?
Yeah, I think he probably is, Michael. I think he's the likely winner. But what I would say is that Pilot, at his last two runs, has been in races where there's been a good building speed. And you just wonder in a small field whether he's going to get the same sort of dynamic here. But in the lap of the gods and Banstead are probably the two leaders. Just hope they go an even gallop. And if they do, well, Pilot should probably win. But yeah, $1.60, a little bit tight, you know, given that it's not a guaranteed speed that he'll relish. Milestone will get a lovely run just behind the pace, can run well. In the lap of the gods, as I said, looks the likely leader and back in distance. And I've put Banstead in next best. But he's certainly on form. He's a $1.60 chance. It's just the run of the race stuff here in a small field. The vagaries of a small field that would be the worry. But he's the one to beat. 1-4-3-2.
1-4-3-2 in the first. Race number two is over 1,100 metres. In this race, we can take out 1 and 7. And got a couple of well-backed first starters here, especially Swerving from the Leon and Troy Corson stable into $2.40. Ollie at Geelong to ride opened up at $3, now $2.40. And Brunel, if you were a Brunel fan, maybe not oozing with confidence after Matty Laurie's comments there, but we like the openness and the honesty. It's at $3.90. Orton, a first starter from Team Hawks, is at $4.40. And then we go down to Lady Pangle at $9 from the Drome Hunter, making its debut today. Of these first starters, who has caught your eye? Do you know?
Well, as you can see by the market, the first starters are going to hold the key to the race. The race really aren't in the market. So I'm with the betting move for Swerving. He's had four jump outs in total, two most recent, and just looks to be really getting the hang of what she's there to do. And it's by this sire that just keeps throwing winners, Extreme Choice, and I think a really good chance of making a winning debut over number five, and that is Brunel. I think Brunel will run really well. Certainly not for lack of experience at the trials, Michael. This horse has had eight jump outs and one official trial. So Matt Laurie sort of left nothing to chance in that regard. As he mentioned, has been scratched on 5 occasions in the last 2.5 weeks from bad barrier draws, but gets a reasonable draw here. Has had a different sort of gear on in a multitude of trials, and they've settled on the winkers here for the debut. So I think it's got enough ability to run really well and looks the danger. 8 Orton, another one that's been extensively trialed at the jump outs, has had 4 of them, 2 most recent, and typically the horses hasn't really been let rip in the jump outs, but seems to go okay. And number 10, Lady Pangle, has had 4 jump outs. Recent jump out was behind Unswerving and Guardian Spirit, and they're two really promising horses from the Friedman Yard, and wasn't disgraced there, and that would be as strong as this race would be. So interested a little bit in her on debut. So quite an interesting race with all the first starters dominating, but I'll put them in 11, 5, 8 and 10.
11, 5, 8 and 10. Do you think 240 is tight enough? We could get better Swerving?
I think it is. It'll be interesting if it gets shorter. It really is showing the horse. I think her what I liked about her most recent jump out was the improvement she made from her first to her second jump out this preparation. So if she's trained on, that might be a really good sign if the market keeps tightening up.
All right, race number two. Dina's with the favourite Swerving. Race three. This is over 1,200 metres, Bet365 Geelong today. And we've got another short price favourite here with a scratching of 7, Order of Glory. Sugar Pop is now $1.75 for Carolyn Jennings. Snow Business, the first starter for the May Eustace Stables at $5. Destiny Diamond, first up for Simon Wilde, is at $7.50.
Yeah, well, when this was $2, I made her my best bet of the day, Sugar Pop, $1.75. We're getting in tight, but she trialled up well leading into the debut run. It was only the tight track at Mornington that was maybe going to beat her, and I think it ultimately did. But I like that she's had a month between runs. Carolyn Jennings hitting the mark well with her horses, and now this filly goes to Geelong onto a nice, spacious track, Brett Preble to ride. I think she'll win to beat 3 Destiny Diamond, who was well beaten on debut when it was runner-up last preparation, but I would say has improved significantly. The two jump-outs this time in has shown good strength and liked the way she's run through the line on both occasions, so she'll be very competitive. 8 Snow Business has trialled quite well leading into her debut run, and 10 Tars La Rose, another one that's trialled up okay for her first start for the Henry Dwyer Yard. But I think Sugar Pop, with reasonable luck, should be winning 9, 3, 8 and 10.
9, 3, 8 and 10, the best of the day. Sugar Pop in race number 3 for Dean Lester. Race number 4, this is a maiden over 1,300 metres. We can scratch 3, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 15. And I see Honest Legend is the favourite at $4.20 for John Sadler. And I've just had a flashback, Dino, to when I was at Caulfield last week and I asked John Sadler, have you got a winner for the listeners? And he said, you'll have to wait until Geelong next Wednesday. I've got a horse called Honest Legend, which I totally forgot about. And I saw it opened up $16, Dino, and it is now the $4.20 favourite. Can't go wrong is a first starter for the May Eustace Stable at $4.60. And Jet the Loon, we heard from Matt Lorries, at $4.60. Do you like Honest Legend today?
I've just remembered that comment too, Michael. I'd forgotten all about it. I didn't know if the horse was even going to run. Didn't have a rider down until right on 7:30 deadline this morning with Michael D getting the ride. Look, I've put a couple of first starters in ahead, but I'm very interested in Honest Legend, obviously. I think Jet the Loon, Matt Lorries' horse here, as he said, will race handy. Wouldn't be surprised if it even led. It's another one. It's had 7 jump outs in total, 3 recent ones, and the most recent at Pakenham rode the speed on the synthetic and sailed away late. I thought it jumped out quite well, and I think it'll give a good sight for a long way, number 7, to beat 4, Can't Go Wong, who's had 3 jump outs, 2 recent, looks to go quite well, making its debut here. 12, Adeline. I thought she might be the pick of the race off a recent jump out that was good and showed nice ability last time in, but good respect for Honest Legend, who ran well on debut and now gets the blinkers first time. But this is a pretty even maiden. 7, 4, 12 and 6.
7, 4, 12 and 6 in race number 4 at Geelong, which means we're halfway through the card. We'll take a quick...
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Bet365 Geelong today with Dean Lester finding us the winners. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, which jumps at 5.25 this afternoon, and it's over 1,700 metres. Take out 1 and 13. King Lenny is the favourite for Greg Urell at $3.90. Calm Sir is at $5 for Shay Eden. Princess Tina is the horse that Jimmy Dalton was talking about a little earlier at $5, third favourite in the market. And then we're down to Giovino, a first starter from the Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr. stable at $6. This morning, Greg Urell was on with the boys and he was pretty confident about the favourite, King Lenny.
He certainly does. He's in really good shape, this horse. I like his first up run. He's probably given us good feel all the way through this bloke, that he's in for a good prep, that run under his belt fitness-wise. And he likes a bit of room, and he'll get it there at Geelong. So it looks a really good race for him today.
Do you agree, Dino?
I think it is a good race for him, Michael, and I think he's probably the one to beat. It's probably nearly my lowest confidence race of the day, though. I'll be putting a few in the quaddie, and he's certainly the top of them, though, King Lenny. He did run quite well first up, going to 1,700 second up. Looks suitable. He's got form over a bit further even, so he can run well. I think Flying Feedy, number 12, can run well. It's had the two runs to date, both of them being sound. I think out to the longer trip is in her favour. Number 10, Princess Tina, as we mentioned, probably showed limited ability last preparation, but has come back with two really good runs, and on the strength of those runs and on the home track can be competitive. And I've put in 8, Jovino, the first starter for the Price Kent Junior Stables. Had 4 jump outs, 3 recent, so it's well trained up for this, and I think we'll probably get up closer to the speed, looks a bit one-paced, and grind it out and run quite well on debut. But, yeah, loading up this leg of the quaddy, Michael. 2, 12, 10 and 8.
2, 12, 10 and 8 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is the second leg. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,700 metres. No scratchings. Love Takes Time is the favourite. Ollie on board for Anthony and Sam Friedman, $3.40. Meltdown, $3.90. Storm Colours, $6.50, as is Jolting. What do you make of Love Takes Time last start at Sandown, Dino?
Thought she went great, Michael. She missed a run Oaks Day, so this was a race where she actually went back in distance. Both of her runs this time in, she's drawn barrier one, which I just don't think, being a Galileo, suits her run style. I think she's got to really wind up into her work, as she did when she won on debut. And I think this is the race for her, third up from a break. Love Takes Time. I've been totally against her 2 runs in. I'm totally with her today. So hopefully we get the money with number 9 to beat 7. Eidolon. I thought it was a good win at Mornington. She had to sprint quite quickly, or he did, when asked for an effort. The run at Benalla before that was good when leading. So it's got that bit of versatility to run well. Zakata. I thought it was a pretty good effort first up, winning at Hamilton, carrying the 62 kilos, gets a little bit of weight relief, goes up a grade, but the extra distance in his favour, might need even further, but can be very competitive, and I'll put in 4 Jolting next best. So I thought it made steady ground to the line at Bendigo last start, but a little bit opposed to a couple well in the market here, but I'm keen on the favourite. 9, 7, 1 and 4.
9, 7, 1 and 4. Love Takes Time. Pretty keen selection from Dino there. Race number 7 is a 64 over 1,100 metres. Take out 6, 9, 10 and 11. Sayumi, pretty good push from Maddie Laurie, $3.90. Rising Sphere, $5. I knew she was mine at $5.50. Who do you like, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sayumi. She's been trialled up on 3 occasions leading into this first up run after that throat surgery, and looks to be going, I think, quite well. Be interesting where she settles in the run. She's going to, I think, settle closer to last than first, but it's not a big field, and it'll just take a good ride from Michael D, but he's going very well, so backing him in to get it right. Galactus Resumes has trialled up nicely. It's had 3 trials, one more recent than the other two, and looks to be going quite well. Rising Sphere can sometimes be his own worst enemy, in that he gets a little bit keen in his races, but from the draw, and he's got speed drawn to his outside, he just might get a good run here and be very competitive. And part of that speed from out wide, I think, is number 1, I knew she was mine, and I'm thinking with the claim for Tiani Chapman, they might just send her straight to the top and see if she can be run down. I think she's competitive and next best. But I think Sayumi's tried well enough to be hard to beat first up. 8, 2, 3 and 1.
8, 2, 3 and 1. And then we get to the last, which jumps at 7 o'clock this evening. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,300. Take out 1, 4 and 7. Horta is at $4. Stard and Lass, $7. Gentleman Roy, $8, and Magnus Bellagio, $8. How do we end the day, Dino?
I like Gentleman Roy each way here, Michael. First up from a spell, he's had an official trial at Benalla where he went okay, and then he had a jump out recently at Flemington. It was a really strong trial, and he went well. He ran through the line nicely. I think 1,300's a great kick-off point for him, and I think he can run very well. And he's at good odds to find out. To beat number 12, and that is Rebellious Bell, a nice winner, second up, and from a good draw here can run well. 14, Hauteur, did a good job to win first up. It's going to get a lovely run from the draw. Probably follows Rebellious Bell in the run and competitive. And 3, Starden Lass, who's racing well in this grade. Bit of a constant, but she's drawn for a nice run and can be competitive. But I think Gentleman Roy, I think if you can have a bit of luck from the draw, is over the odds here. 5, 12, 14 and 3.
5, 12, 14 and 3. Sounds like there's a little bit of confidence today, Dino.
Yeah, I like a few, Michael. Certainly the best, it's got in short, but race 3, number 9, Sugar Pop. The best value is the last, race 8, number 5, and that is Gentleman Roy. The quaddie, the first leg's the load-up leg, 2, 7, 8, 10, 11 and 12. Second leg, 1, 7 and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 3 and 8. And come home on 3, 5, 12 and 14. And I'm just going to play a multi of a win race 3, number 9, Sugar Pop, into a win race 6, number 9. Love takes time.
Good luck today, Dino.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.
Dean Lester's selections for Bet365 Geelong on RSN's website, rsn.net.au. Time now to have a chat to Racing.com's Nick Ashman, who'll be in the boardies today, will he? Maybe down at Geelong with some warm weather, fronting the coverage for .com. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, Michael, I'm well. How are you?
Very well indeed.
I've floated the idea of wearing shorts previously. I'm a big, big, big shorts man, but it's yet to get over the line, so it might be one battle I have to just retreat on.
All right. I'm sure the Geelong hierarchy would encourage it on a day like today. Hopefully they'll get a big crowd because it's a nice twilight meeting almost down there with great weather, and all we need is a few winners. Are you confident?
Yeah, I am. I just heard Dino then talk about the horse in race 3, number 9, Sugar Pop. I thought it was the best bet of the day as well. The horse ran really good time. First up at Mornington in a race that I think will produce plenty of subsequent winners. It's already produced one subsequent winner. And she was a bit of a drifter there. She was 5.50 out to 7.50. They nipped her late back in the 6.50. But I think today she'll be pretty firm. I'm surprised that she actually was second favourite in the early markets before the other horse, Order of Glory, came out. And then they were even betting sort of 220, 230 after the scratching of Order of Glory, but now you're looking at about 170, 160. So she's short enough now, but she does look the banker for the day, I think. And Brett Preble's obviously riding in fantastic form, so she'll do me on top. I thought there was a little two-bet strategy in the last. In race 8, Fancy Girl and Gentleman Roy are both first up in their second preparations. I thought they both did enough respectively. Fancy Girl has 3 runs, and her lone win and her best performance was on a synthetic track, and her other 2 runs, Michael, were on rain-affected track. So I think clearly the stable want to see her on dry track. She resumes on a dry track. She looks like she's prepped up reasonably well. She might need a touch further than today, but she looks like she might be one at a bit of a price we can have something on. And Gentleman Roy is the other one. He made his debut. He's only had the one preparation. He made his debut against Ayrton. I think he was beaten around 5 or 6 lengths. So that looks pretty good form even for today's race. And he tackled some pretty handy horses towards the back end of last preparation, and I think this is probably the easiest race he's contested. And I think you get, last time I checked, around double figures for each of them. So a little two-bet strategy there in the last, mate. And then there's only one other bet I've got for you, and that's in race 5. I heard Dino leave it out of his quaddie, so I might be off the mark there because he's one of the best judges going around, Dean. But race 5, number 5, Set to Spin. Now, if you watched the replay on the racing.com app, you'll wonder what on earth I'm talking about, because the horse was tailed off about 5 or 6 lengths from the second last horse initially and tacks on and passes 1 or 2 runners in late in the piece. But one thing I've learned over the years is these horses on debut that tail off like that, they usually don't tail off at their second run. The trainer goes back, and in this case it's Nick Price and Kent Jr. will go back to the drawing board and get the manners right. And I think you'll see, well, I'm hoping you'll see this horse settle a bit closer in the run. And I think it's around that 21, or I think it's maybe into about 16, 17 now. It's worth an each-way bet for you.
You're usually very good with your long-shot selections, Nick, so we'll be cheering it home, Set to Spin in race 5 and a few others, especially in the last race as well. Good punting out there. We'll be watching on racing.com today, Nick.
Thanks, Michael.